Mr. Gray, when did you order your new home?
Sir?
When did you order your new home?
It was somewhere in October, but it was right when Katrina, and they didn't actually start building it until the first of December, the first week of December. We got it, I think it was delivered about the 12th of January.
So you ordered it with the first survey in hand?
Yes.
Okay. Are there any further questions?
Mr. Burton? Mr. Miller?
Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? And one? Two? Okay.
I have one letter.
One letter in favor? Read that letter. Or just give us a highlighter.
Mrs. Tate.
Huh? Mrs. Tate. Oh, Mrs. Tate. Oh, okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
I mean, Al wanted to talk. He's from Atlantis. He wanted to say something. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry.
Okay, can I have a show of hand again of those that are in opposition? Keep your hands up, please. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's 9. Okay. Do we have a spokesman for the group?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I have 86.
86?
Have a seat, sir.
Me?
86 in opposition.
Yes, letters. You have a petition that many or not?
It's like petitions and letters.
Oh.
86.
Okay. Joe Smith,
address.
Believe it or not. 18 Wilson Avenue, Selbyville, Alabama.
Before testimony, you're about to give contact with Alex?
Yes.
Now, again, sir, you're speaking for the whole group, the 9 that are here tonight. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Proceed, please.
Y'all should have received petitions that we sent in from approximately 75 homeowners in the community that are against this.
Okay.
And, you know, we feel that Mr. Gray's lived there for 30-some-odd years. He should know what size his lot is. Now, everybody else seems to know what size a lot is. In our community, our streets, you know, are only 20 foot wide, and then we have a 5-foot easement on each side for our utilities. And so this makes it 30 feet there for the street itself. And if we let people put homes closer to the street and they park a car behind it, then they're in the street, and then we're in trouble for emergency vehicles. Of course, we put up street signs, no parking in the street, but you know how that goes. Some people believe it, some people don't. And we feel that, Mr. Gray should have known, you know, what size his lot was. And every plot, that I look at, every paper that I look at, shows all the lots at 85 foot deep, you know. For that whole side of that street, 85 by 50. So we feel, that it should not be left there. And he's saying that, it's 9 feet off the street, and it's not 9 feet off the street right now. You know, he's approximately maybe 6.5 to 7 off the street. And his property line starts 5 foot off the street.
5 foot off the street?
Yes.
Not from the street over?
No. His property, nope, none of the property lines go to the street. We have a 5 foot easement, going down for utilities, water, sewer, electric, power, and that's on every street in the community. And I have, just one picture here, but it's 3 different pictures on it that I can give you that show, basically I don't have any measurements on it, but it shows that it's closer than 9 feet at this time.
And this five-foot easement you're talking about, how long has that been like that, ever since the park originated?
Yes.
Mr. Smith, you represent the Homeowners Association?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and you feel that
the homeowners association feels he should have known the size of his property.
Yes.
The homeowners association was not in opposition when they thought his property was 90 feet.
Well,
how do you feel about the fact that maybe the homeowners association should have also known the size of his property?
Well, the paper he gave us, the first paper he gave us, saying that his lot was 90 feet, you know, and we assumed that he knew what had size his lot was.
You're referring to the professional survey?
Yes.
Okay.
No, not the professional survey. But the first survey he gave us was a hand survey.
Okay.
Did you review the October survey that said the lot was 90 feet?
No, I haven't seen that one. But
don't you all certainly have a copy of the recorded plot that shows the lot sizes, is that correct?
Right, 85 feet.
But you weren't in opposition when he said it was 90.
Well,
but according to our records, like I say, you weren't. There was no one here in opposition during that hearing.
Right, and the problem there was that we assumed, you know, that they were 90.
Well,
you know,
so did he.
Sure. Then, and we weren't, you know, we were taking his word that it was 90, you know,
and he
we
was
figured
taking,
he knew what he was doing.
And he was taking the word of the surveyor, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And evidently, he was taking your word that you thought it was 90 too.
No, not necessarily.
Well, either
you just stated that you.
Well, you know, yes, we approved it. We approved it, you know, as 90 feet. When he gave us the first survey, you know.
But why?
But we weren't, you know.
Why were you in approval of 90 feet?
Well,
when you had the mechanism to tell you that it wasn't and should have been in opposition then.
But every street, more or less, in that community has different length lots.
Oh, I see.
According to
who?
I mean, basically, they're all the same on each side of the street. But you go over to the next lot, you know, street. And some of them are 90, some are 92, and
according to what?
According to our plots.
Okay. So that plot plan showed that this was 85 feet.
Yes, but we, you know,
no one
we really didn't look at the plot plan, you know, we just took his word for it.
Okay.
That was
he's as much fault as you all are.
Well, that's a possibility.
Thank you.
But, you know, we think it's, you know, too long for the lot.
What size is yours lot?
My lot?
Yes.
Well, I have an end lot. And that's a different size, which is 40 by 120. Well, they say 120. I think it's 90, and I'm 39 and about 6 inches by, you know, according to the stakes, by 119.
But the plot's wrong then, too.
Well, basically, you know, they're within, you know, a foot or two, I would say. And there's some of them right now that are 41 feet wide, and they say, and according to the plot, they're 45 feet wide. But
so your plot's wrong.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't know
some of them.
That's what you're just saying. One of them's 40.
Yeah.
It's saying 40. They're saying it's 45, but it's only 41. So what would we do in a case like that then? You got a plot that's wrong.
He was saying 90, which he thought was 90. Now it's 85.
And yours is 2 foot off. You think you've got 120. You only got 118.6. You're almost 2 feet off, right? And
yes.
You think you got 120. That could, you know, it works the same way. So yours is wrong.
Mr. Smith, how long have you been in the Acorns of Development?
23 years.
I believe Mr. Gray said he was there since 1970.
I'm not sure.
So it sounds like you both have had considerable time there, and it seems like no one's sure just what side of the lot is.
Well, that's a possibility.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no other opposition? Chair?
Does he want to speak again?
No. Do you want to speak again, sir? We're all done.
Yeah, I'd like to say a word.
Okay.
Mr. Smith said I should have known for 35 years that the lot's not 90 feet, which we were all told. One of the board members, I'm not going to say who, told me She was very well under the impression her lot was 90 feet and it was surveyed, it was 88. When they got the papers, they said, I should have known it. Well, they're the Board of Adjustments, mm-hmm. the Board of Homeowners. Chuck Lampe is the man that checks these things. They got it. Why didn't they see it? That wasn't an 85-foot lot. They should have known more than I should have. They had the opportunity to do this. It's an honest mistake. It's right now costing us a fortune.
I think we've clarified the fact that not everybody's certain, and they were in as much fault as you were.
We were all told. Mary Lou was trying to find out. She said they have brochures. They couldn't find it. I don't want to take your time. That showed that the lots were 90 by 85 or 50, but she couldn't. She's down in Florida now, but thank you ever so much.
You're welcome, sir. Hearing no other, sir, what?
Can I say something?
I'd already called, sir, and he was a spokesman for you a while ago.
Okay.
Okay, chair will entertain a motion.
Can't hear you too good back in your
head. Okay, sir.
Mr. Chairman.
Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think it's quite clear that there was mistakes on both parties' fault. I don't see where it's going to alter the central character of the neighborhood, in that there have been many other variances granted. This isn't the most extreme offense. It is a minimum variance to afford relief, and it wasn't necessarily created by the applicant because of the survey and whatnot. And I think it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. It is unique in that it's a different size lot. Therefore, I make a motion. We approve case number 9441.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills with a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 9441. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Case number 92,